Just making sure I'm on, I think I'm here with both ears.
Yay! Alright, how you doing?
You have your windows open.
I can shut them if you want.
No, it's just, it seems so bright and cheery.
Yes.
Oh. You making Moscow mules?
I am. Well, I'm making one because, you know, I can make one for you, but then I would drink it.
Well, you should do it in my honor. Today I'm drinking Lady Grey tea.
Why are you drinking Lady Grey tea?
As you can hear in my oh-so-husky and sexy voice, that I am not 100% today.
Ah, that was a big splash. You're not 100%. Have you been devolving, or has it come on rather suddenly?
It's been a slow devolution. I was getting like dizzy for like 2 days.
Okay, not good. Not
randomly, good. I thought I was having like a burn. And then I got kind of sniffly Saturday, and then Sunday yesterday I was way late, and today I called in sick. I just was in bed all day.
Oh, well, that sucks. I'm sorry.
Yes, but right now I'm on like Theraflu and Zyrtec and a lot of caffeine because I've been drinking tea all day, but it's been like English workers' tea. So it's like the equivalent of like cups and cups of coffee. Like basically I make myself a big thermos of tea and then drink it and then make another one. So I am not all here. But it is very exciting.
Well, that sucks. I'm sorry.
Hmm.
I see.
What?
Well, I'm just noticing you can see images of the man cave. You can see that picture of the guy fighting the, you know, 15-foot tall robot, and he's like clinched. You know, he's like clinched on the front of the robot.
Yes.
We talked about those in previous episodes.
Yes.
Yes. Cool. I like that illustration. It's cool.
I turned Carol onto the Moscow Mule with bourbon. What is that called?
It's like a New Orleans. Is it just called a New Orleans Mule?
No. It's something with Kentucky. What is that?
Oh, it's a bluegrass mule? I don't know.
No.
Well, I mean, not all of them have the word mule in them, because like the one with rum is called a dark and stormy. So, but I don't drink the wood.
It's called a thing.
Hold on. A thing?
Bourbon mule?
Bourbon mule. That's a country song right there.
Is it Kentucky Mule? That's not what I read it as. But that would make sense.
Ooh, Kentucky Mule. A lot of lime juice in that mule. Yeah. Sorry, the one I'm
What is up with the copper mugs? I don't understand.
Because they retain the taste better. I mean, like for every drink, there's, you know, a vessel that's designed specifically for it. You know, like martini glasses or wooden cups for ale. I don't know. But this is a mule cup. I mean, like I've seen this advertised in lots of different places.
I agree. I've seen them all over. In fact, on Woot right now, there's a deal on stainless steel mule cups. Like, you can get four of them for $25.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, but I was like, I don't see the point. I had one out of a glass, and it was fine.
Tradition!
I guess. Hey, James.
Hey, Nick.
Hey, welcome to Dork.
Hey, welcome.
I'm Nick Moore.
I'm James Brown.
And you're listening to Dork. I forgot to start the show.
Oh, have we been live this whole time?
Yes, you should have a thing that says live.
I know, but I was trying to play along and be like the naive guy and be like, what? We've been recording, you son of a bitch. But I didn't get to the point where I started calling you a son of a bitch.
No, a big part of the bullshit of doing remotes like this is that I can't fool you.
Fool me? I actually saw the live thing and knew that we were recording, and then I forgot that we were recording is what happened. So I was fooling myself.
Fooling myself. That's more you than me. I don't get credit for that.
For
your lack of focus.
I find your lack of focus disturbing.
Yes.
Speaking of which, my sister, who has loved Star Wars for as long as I have, keeps finding out new things about Star Wars that I have known for years. Because she did not know that David Prowse was a bodybuilder.
Who's that?
Who is David Prowse?
Yes.
You know how during the filming of episodes 4, 5, and 6 of the thing that we were just talking about, Star Wars, you know, like there was a character called Darth Vader that was walking around who was voiced by James Earl Jones, but James Earl Jones was not actually in the suit?
Yeah.
David Prowse is the guy that was in the suit.
Okay.
You didn't know this? Who are you? Who the fuck are you?
It's in there. It's not there today, James. There's a lot of files inaccessible right now.
Sorry, I jammed a lot of Star Wars files into my brain like early on. So like a lot of things like will cascade off of my memory input, but like there's a bunch of like Star Wars stuff that's just jammed in there and that I'll never forget. I saw Star Wars. I remember telling someone I saw Star Wars 30 times when I was in fifth grade. So by that time, there's so much Star Wars in there that like there wasn't room for a lot. I had to expand my brain in order to remember shit about Marvel.
Yeah, but it's not like A New Hope starts up and then like the explosion happens, stormtroopers come in, and then through the mist walks in Darth Vader, and then the screen pauses for a second and it goes featuring Ding! David Prowse, and then picks up again.
It's David Prowse. He like goes to sci-fi conventions and it's David Prowse, the body of Darth Vader. He's actually...
I've never been to a sci-fi convention where David Prowse was there.
Well, you're not really missing out because my experience with him lasted for like 5 minutes and it wasn't very shining. But like even like what I hear around, scuttlebutt around the convention circuit is that he's not the most stellar personality to get along with. So not that he's mean, he's just kind of standoffish. Although it is interesting because...
He's like a guy who just lived in a suit and didn't have to say anything?
Yeah, pretty much. But he was a bodybuilder, so he had to be like big and imposing. So that kind of makes sense. But I knew he was like really tall. I didn't know. I didn't like think, oh, he's a bodybuilder. Of course, he's a bodybuilder. He has to be. But I did know that, just as a matter of trivia. Oh my god. Okay, so I've told you before that I have another friend named Nick who's really into Star Wars, right?
Yes.
Yes. Because when I'm talking about my friends Nick and Nick. When I'm talking to Jane, I have to be like, I can't say the Star Wars guy. I have to be like Nick with kids and Nick no kids.
Okay, that's fair enough.
So I was with Nick with kids, and we were playing Star Wars Trivial Pursuit. And Nick is very much into Star Wars. So the fact that I actually beat him at Trivial Pursuit was kind of like a big deal.
Okay.
And he had this other friend who like had known him for like, 20 years or something. And... that other friend, whose name was, we'll say Earl, was in an accident where he was working in a restaurant. The restaurant got robbed, by two people that had guns, and they were getting into this truck and driving off, and Earl jumped, onto the back of the truck to try and, dissuade them or capture them or, impede their robbery process. And okay. He fell off the back and, hit his head, and he was in a coma. So Earl's fiance and, Earl's in a coma in the hospital, and Earl's fiance is by his bedside, and, she's, trying to talk to him and get him to respond, and, he's, in a coma, and the doctor's like, he's in a coma, he's bad. And Nick... with kids, goes to visit him, and he's like, just talking to him and trying to tell him like the day-to-day things of how life, has been going on. And he mentions that he played Star Wars Trivial Pursuit with somebody, and that he lost. And Earl, who had not spoken or responded anything in 3 or 4 days, sat up in his bed. Looked at Nick and said, "You lost at Star Wars Trivial Pursuit? Who are you playing, George Lucas?" And then, leans back and goes back into his coma.
When was this?
This is, 2005. Because, part of the things that was in the Trivial Pursuit was, brand new material from Revenge of the Sith. So, and part of the reason I won is because I had read the book, the novelization of the movie Revenge of the Sith, before it had come out. And Nick with kids had not. So that I had a little bit of advantage on information.
So how's Earl?
I don't know. He's fucking dead by now. I don't care.
Oh, wow.
Earl's fine. Earl got married. He's got, like, a kid and a half or something by now. Are you okay? Are you making eyes at me? What was that little mouth
chapstick thing?
Chapstick. Oh, you had chapstick. Okay.
My brain is fucked up.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I tell you what I've been doing today.
What have you been doing today?
I woke up today.
Your image is totally frozen.
I woke up today.
There you go.
And
the way to unfreeze it.
I woke up today, and I had some tea to get my brain working again.
Yeah, I don't think you've had enough.
And then I started watching True Detective, which I have not watched.
Oh.
So I watched the first four episodes of that today.
Yeah,
that's under the influence of like Theraflu and shit.
Okay.
So today's been exciting. That's set in Louisiana.
It is. It's set in Louisiana in what, 2012 and 2095?
2095, yes.
2095.
It takes place right before.
Yeah, 2095. Right before The Punisher does what?
In Punisher 99.
Oh, there was a Ghost Rider 2099 also and a Spider-Man 2099.
Yeah,
I only read the Ghost Rider one. Because I think Mark Buckingham was doing the art.
Yeah.
Hey.
What?
Nothing. I was going to break for 30 seconds to put the wash in the dryer.
Hey, go ahead and do that.
All right. Talk to people about something that's not guys having sex with vehicles.
I don't understand that. I never listened to that. Oh, wait, no, I did listen to that. I listened to that little bit of James talking about guys fucking cars randomly. I don't think either one of us do very good when the other one's gone and we're just trying to kill time. Like, I understand I've filled an hour. Well, I filled 45 minutes last week without James, but I had my dog here, and she's chattier than you might imagine. Oh, it's been a long way. My head feels like it's full of fucking concrete. And the caffeine doesn't help. Like, I understand tea has less caffeine than coffee, but when you have, this would be my fourth thermos full today, with honey and sugar. I understand honey should be enough, but sugar's nice too. It really sends you right over the edge. And the antihistamines and the decongestants aren't helping. I feel like a poo. No, has to be a Petalon in The Simpsons when you see that video of him on the one that James Woods guest starred on, where he's trying to figure out how to be he's trying to study being a guy that works at a convenience store for a film role. And he watches the surveillance footage and he sees Apu buzzing around, and that's how he was on, like, he'd been awake for like 180 hours or some shit. That's about what I'm like. I don't feel stable. And my head feels heavy. Like the back of my eyes. I was a little worried though because I was getting dizzy. Like I was getting a little vertigo walking around. I was like, oh hey, I bet this is what a brain tumor feels like. Like one of the things that happens. And it may be, but hey James. Pretty sure this is just a cold.
Were you hypothesizing that you had tuberculosis or something?
Brain tumor.
Brain tumor. That funky tumor. Brain tumor rumor.
Hey, dude.
Yes.
So have you seen True Detective?
I have. I've seen the entirety of the series thus far.
Okay, I just got to episode 4, which is one with that really long single shot at the end.
Oh, in the neighborhood where the guys are, the criminals are hanging out?
Yes.
Yeah, like I didn't realize that was a single shot until like we were a few minutes in, and I'm like, I don't think there's been an interruption.
Yes, that's what I said. But I got the urge to watch it because Always Sunny in Philadelphia last week did one of those shots, and everybody online was talking about it. They're like, Always Sunny did one of those True Detective one shots where they just handed the camera off. And I was like, well, that's kind of neat, but I haven't seen True Detective. So I watched up to that episode today. It's a good show.
So you watched 4 hours of an exceptional HBO series just so you can get a joke about Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
Yes.
Okay. No further questions, Your Honor.
I've been meaning to watch the fucking show for a while. I just had the day off, and it's not one of the shows I can really watch with Carol. She's just like, no, there's evil in it. Or not so much that, but she doesn't like depressing shit. And these are two guys who don't really take care of themselves. So
that's really true.
Detective.
It's also, you know Robert Rao.
Yeah.
Of The Family Dinner and Delete Comedy as well. He he's an avid Always Sunny in Philadelphia fan and also an avid movie and, you know, television fan. Uh-huh. And when he saw the Always Sunny thing, he thought it was more of a reference to Birdman, which, as I have mentioned on this show, is done in to make it look like it was done in one continuous shot.
I would say that, except for...
You haven't seen Birdman either.
No. I haven't, but that's not why I'm saying that. Every time they would come by the bar, and Dennis is sitting at the bar, he would look at the camera and go, all right.
Okay. That's very Matthew McConaughey, so.
Yeah.
No further questions, Your Honor.
And he kept, as it went on, he looked more and more ragged. Like, the difference between Matthew McConaughey in 95 and Matthew McConaughey, or Rust Cole.
Yeah.
Stupid name. Rust Cole in 95 and Rust Cole 2012.
Because time is a circle.
Circuitous. Root.
Tempus circulus.
Circulus. Circulus.
Circus Tempus. Tempus Circus.
So, yeah. A friend of mine really wanted me to see this show. He's like, oh, you gotta watch it. So, I start watching it, and after, like, the first... Well, I guess it was the second episode. What was the first episode? When they start bringing in the anti-Christian hate crime task force that's brought in by the governor's brother, who's a preacher.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I tell my friend, I'm like, okay, this takes place in 95. Like, late 80s to mid-90s, there was actually this kind of panic in the country, specifically among conservative Christians, that there were satanic cults that were doing all sorts of horrendous shit to people, and that vigilance was necessary.
And it turned out to be bullshit. Constant vigilance. Sorry. I keep thinking of Mad-Eye Moody in the fourth Harry Potter book.
Mm.
Which, if you've read the book... Never mind. Have you read the book?
Yes.
Then you know...
Well, Jim Dale read it to me.
Oh, yeah, you did the audiobook on that one, too?
Yes, I did all of them.
Yeah. I did all the audiobooks on for that because the person that introduced me to them was blind, so she didn't have any print copies of the book to lend me.
Yes, James, we all know you have a blind friend. Good name dropping.
I don't anymore is the funny thing. She got a cornea transplant, and now she can see.
Oh.
Amazing Grace.
Is that her name?
No, but, like, there's a line there. It's like, I once was blind, but now I can see.
I don't think can see is... I think it's just I see.
I once was blind.
No, don't do it. I can't.
Et cetera. Hail Hydra. Bitches.
Right. Hey, So, anyway, I was explaining this to my friend who was born in, like, 89... I was born in 79.
Oh, so you're explaining the satanic threats and stuff?
Yeah, I was like, this whole task force thing that they're bringing up in the show, that actually was a thing. Like, they really believed that... You creeped me out. James is leaning in really close to the camera. Like,
they really believed that I was creeping you out, yes.
But,
he wouldn't meet him for another 12 years, but he creeped him out even then.
But I read this book... Like, I told you how fucked up my childhood was because my parents wouldn't let me watch fucked up shit. They're like, here, watch shit that's not fucked up. Like, on Stars. Because HBO, no.
Yes. You'd mentioned that before. Okay. And by the way, I know that I left the Harry Potter thing hanging. I'm doing that on purpose, and I'm never coming back to it.
Okay. So one of the elders at my church during this period had a woman living with him and his wife claimed that she was the victim of satanic ritual abuse. So one of these elders had my dad read a book on satanic ritual abuse and multiple personality disorder. And like, supposedly like a study on how one equals the other, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like a medical study, but it was not. It was just, apparently you can just make a cover of a book looking anything you want. But it looked legit, and he asked my dad to read this book to give him his thoughts on this. So, of course, I read it, and I'm reading it like, this is real.
When was this?
This was early 90s.
Okay.
Okay. So the shit they're talking about is like, any adult should look at this and go, okay, this is not happening. Because some of the shit they're talking about is like, they took a 10-year-old girl down into a basement, and there were people in hoods standing around a pentagram, and then they raped her, and then she got pregnant, and they took the baby and sacrificed it to Satan and made her drink the blood and all that shit. And you're like, well, that's probably never happened ever. I mean, well, maybe. I'm sure given time and humanity, somebody's given it a shot. But like, they're like, this happens all the time. This, you know how sometimes people get mugged in the French Quarter? With just regular frequency, people are abused by Satanists, and then their babies are sacrificed to the Dark Lord, and then everybody makes margaritas with the afterbirth. That sure. Kind of shit.
Seems legit.
So this chick living with him was like, oh, yeah, that totally happened to me. Well, it turns out years later that she's schizophrenic, and none of that thing. Like, there may have been some bad things that happened to her, but that was not one of them.
Right.
But that whole scare happened because of all the shit going on with the daycares, which I can't remember the name of that one that started it all off, where basically these kids were saying that they were getting abused at their daycare center, and so the cops started questioning them and just leading the kids. Like going,
oh, yeah.
So what's happening? Well, they talked to Satan, right? And they talked to the devil comes.
Uh-huh,
and
I like, just said uh-huh.
all kinds of stuff. Like saying that they cut their heads off and, you know, just like on and on and on. And so that took off, and ultimately it turned out that it, you know, never happened. But these people's lives are just totally destroyed. You know. And then everyone got scared about is a like the internet is good for spreading rumors, but it's also not as good for spreading rumors as rumors being spread before the internet were. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, because before the internet, it was a slow burn. Like,
yeah,
every week my mom would come and go, hey, don't take stickers from strangers because they have LSD on them.
Yeah.
I'm like, where are these strangers that are handing out stickers?
That's weird. I need to find these strangers. I've still never tried LSD, and that's something I would try once.
It's worth it once.
Yeah, I have a friend who's colorblind, and he keeps saying he wants to try it because, according to testimonials, people on LSD say they see colors they've never seen before, and he just wants to see blue, shit like shit.
Well, how does he know he hasn't?
Did you just walk away from the mic and just be like, "Psh, how do you know they hadn't?" Drop the mic.
No, I'm in a chair that leans back.
Lean back. So
whenever I feel like I have a sniffle, I lean back.
And you sniffle. And you sniffle. And the mic's so good that it picks it up anyway. There you go. Good. Yeah.
Is that's the way it goes?
That's how it goes. Everybody knows.
Well, I thought I was hiding my shame.
No. You're just reducing it by about, 30% on the decibel level.
That's not much at all. I need a shittier mic for that.
Yeah. You need a shitty mic on this shit. Cheat.
So, is there anything exciting happening in the world of nerdery? I didn't get a chance to really look through the internets this week.
I know there's been a lot of discussion about the, not the Star Wars Episode 7, but the other Star Wars movies that they're talking about.
Oh, the standalones?
Yeah. Like, I don't remember all of the stuff that was discussed. I just know there's been a lot of scuttlebutt about it.
Scuttlebutt?
Because I know Edgar, what is his name, Edgar Ramirez? The guy that was in, his most recent thing was like the freaky thing where it was like an exorcism and he was a young priest. He was in Domino. He was, oh, is that his name, Edgar Ramirez?
Ramirez.
Yeah.
He was in Deliverance from Evil, Zero Dark Fury, Domino, Born Ultimatum, Wrath of the Titans, Carlos.
Oh, Born
Liberator.
The Liberator.
Edgar Filiberto Ramirez Arellano. He's a Venezuelan-American actor.
Yeah. I've enjoyed him in everything I've seen him in. What? Sorry, I just Googled Star Wars rumors, and the first thing that came up was Angelina Jolie directing Captain Marvel.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, because Joss Whedon didn't want to do it. And they're like, well, if Joss Whedon's not going to do it, it doesn't fucking matter who we get.
Okay, I know she's directed stuff, but has she directed stuff that people actually were like, hey, that was a good job on that?
Well, given her complete snub at the Golden Globes, I'd say no.
Ixnay on the Ottenray. Captain Marvel. Bum, 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 bum. Have you seen any of the Star Wars Rebels?
Uh-uh, that's the animated thing?
Yeah, I saw the first couple of episodes. It's not bad. It's not bad.
So what's the premise?
It's like before episode 4. And, like, you know, there's, like, rebellion stirring, but, like, for the most part, the Empire is like, get out of the fucking way. We own the shit.
When does it take place?
Sometime before episode 4. It's, like, between episode 3 and 4. The Empire is expanding and controlling everything, and, you know, there's a few people that are... there's a few people that are trying to, like, you know, resist them. The ragtag group of folks that are, you know, that the story is focused on is, you know, include, you know, a couple of different alien species, a couple of humans, and one human that can use the Force. And the main character we find out, who's always, like, you know, the little kid, like the David Copperfield type, who, you know, all of a sudden discovers that he, you know, he may be able to use the Force. And so this group of people, you know, kind of adopts him, and, you know, from there, I'm pretty sure that he's going to, like, learn more things about the Force and, you know, kind of, like, discover this whole world of the Jedi. But, you know, from where I saw, it was just starting out. So he was just being like, oh, I can use this thing called the Force. What is this? I don't know.
So he didn't need anybody to teach him?
Well, I mean, there's one of the guys in the group is like a Jedi of some sort, or has some kind of Force, you know, ability that he's been able to use. So, well, it's one of those things. Is like I saw the first, like the first thing. So I saw the underpinnings of where everything is going to go. But and I thought it was really promising. But I will report on more when I see more episodes. I don't have cable, so watching things that are on Disney XD is kind of a challenge. Although I did see every single episode of the Tron cartoon. But you know, it's Tron. I watch everything Tron.
How was that?
I thought it was good, but, you know, they only had 2 seasons, so apparently the world didn't enjoy it.
That's a
yes.
I really liked the new movie. Like, I mean...
Oh, the Tron Legacy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
It's not like, you know, Oscar-worthy or anything. As far as, like, a 2-hour-long Daft Punk music video, I really enjoyed it.
True. I mean, I also really enjoyed the soundtrack, but yes, I enjoyed the movie. I was listening to an IGN discussion about it, and one of the girl on the podcast was just like, you know, saying like there's moments in that movie that are very Jeff Bridges. And one of them is when Clue, in the flashback of when, like, Clue was going to take over everything, before Clue, like, makes his move, he asks Flynn, you know, Jeff Bridges, he's like, Flynn, are we still to create the perfect system? And Jeff Bridges is very like, yeah. Which is also one of my favorite little, you know, very Jeff Bridges moments on there. The other one is when he's like, you're messing with my whole Zen thing, man.
Have you seen all his commercials?
The Dreaming with Jeff or whatever it is?
Yes.
Yeah, I have. I have not followed up to see what it's all about. But
it's just a website where he helps you fall asleep. That's it. That's the whole thing. Either like he's like one of them, he's playing his flute, because some of the tracks are just him playing his little flutey toot. And some of them are him just telling stories or just talking to you or doing guided meditation. And one of them, he's sitting by the people's bed with a singing bowl, just going,
yeah.
Little tipsies.
Shut up.
You're not going to get me again, Superman.
It's such a very distinct number of, set of syllables. It's hard to, like, just kind of slip it in.
You would have if you weren't trying to be so slick. Like, I almost said, what did you say? At which point you would have had me. It should have been easier for you, James. I'm all fucked up.
I'm all fucked up. Uh-huh.
Yeah, you should have been able to get me this week. But now you ruined it.
I did. I overplayed my hand.
You did. You played your hand overly.
Speaking of which, have you seen Agent Carter?
I've seen the first two episodes.
Yeah. I was actually... have there been three now, I think? Three or four?
Episodes?
Yeah.
No, man, I think it'd been like six.
No, because like there was a couple of weeks where it just didn't come on. There was like other shit happening.
Oh, like Super Bowl and stuff.
Oh, I don't know about Super Bowl, but just other stuff. Because it hasn't been on every single week since it premiered. But like I was like, in the most recent one, like halfway through, I was just almost like, okay, I'm just going to... I'm not really as interested in this as I thought I would be. But I came back to it, and I'm very glad I did, because the last like 20 minutes to that show... That's very nice for you to be on the mic like that. The last 20 minutes of that show were like very worth watching, very much worth watching.
Did they bring on Steve Rogers?
No.
Do you think they will bring on Chris Evans?
No. I mean, maybe only a flashback, and it'd be like a season finale, because he's like, he's top tier right now. But, I mean, there's discussion of, the legacy of Captain Rogers, or Captain America.
Gosh, yeah. Because he's dead. Yeah, that's where it opens.
Yeah, they think he's dead.
First episode opens with that, where she's talking to him and having a flashback, and now all the fellows are back from the war, and she's got to get back to fetching coffee and doing the laundry or whatever.
Yeah. It's just fun. It's funny because she's like an agent, and she's trying to like solve all these like criminal conspiracies and stuff, but she's also having to deal with all of the stereotypes and assumptions that surround a woman in the late 1940s. Where like they're like, all right, let's get in for this meeting. Peggy, why don't you get us some coffee? And she's like, go fuck yourself. You get your own goddamn coffee. And then like when she like needs to like slip out because nobody wants her to investigate what's going on, but she wants to investigate what's going on. And she's like, hey, guys, I got to take the day off because of lady problems.
Lady stuff.
Yeah. You ought to call it, like, being a... I already said this, didn't I? Like, backwards in high heels. Like, being an agent backwards in high heels. It's a reference to, like, Ginger Rogers and Fred Astaire. Like, Ginger Rogers did everything Fred Astaire did, except backwards and in high heels.
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
I could say that. It doesn't make it true.
Like, all she had to do was just hang on. God damn it, she wasn't doing shit. Like, he had to do it all in pants. No one ever gives him credit for that. She's got a big flowing ball gown, and she can breathe. He doesn't have to breathe. His nuts were all squished up in those old-ass boxer briefs that they had back in the day.
That was before Gold Bond medicated powder.
Yeah. Everybody just used flour. And you would just use baking flour and pack it on your nuts to keep you from sweating. And you had to dance in a suit all day.
Pack it on your nuts. Pack it on your nuts. Pack it on your nuts.
And that would get all caked up and dribble out his pant legs. Poor Fred Astaire.
Yeah. People are
going to give him shit. Like, he's a hard-working man. He built himself up from nothing. And people give him shit all the time.
Yeah.
Hey, Ginger Rogers do everything you did, but backwards in high heels? He's like, ha-ha, that's funny. You know who else told me that? Dean Martin before I beat his fucking lights out. I'm Fred fucking Astaire. Why don't you dance away from that, motherfucker, backward in high heels? I'm Fred fucking Astaire. I don't give a shit. When did
he die? I don't know, like 1999 or something.
Fred Astaire?
He lived to be a very old man.
He was born in 1899. 1987.
June 22nd, 1987, at age 88. Yeah, 87. That's fairly recent in recent times. He was born May 10th, 1899. Holy shit!
I just told you that, motherfucker.
I know. You said 18. You didn't tell me May 10th.
He was active, 1904 to 1981.
He was 5 years old when he was started being.
That means performing. That dude sang and danced from five
for almost 8 decades.
Yeah, you should have taken a break. He was married to Phyllis Livingston Potter from 1933 until she died in 1954. And then didn't get married again until 1980. Gross.
1980? How old was his wife?
His wife was Robin Smith. It doesn't say how old she was. But
I'm guessing
he was 80. Yeah, it gotta be. Let's see. I get it. We talked about this on the Registry podcast a couple weeks ago about, you know, feeling like an adult and getting older. And I said that you don't. All growing up is like slowly getting more and more comfortable with fucking an 8-year-old woman. But still, it doesn't mean I'm like, oh yeah, sexy. Like, I don't see myself being 80 and going, come fuck some 80-year-old pussy. Oh, some 80-year-old pussy. Robin Smith was born August 14,
1944. 44, so in 1980.
She was 45 years his junior.
Yeah, so she was 36 when she, or 36.
Gross. I'm 36. I don't care how magic the pussy is and how rich the chick is. 80-year-old woman.
No.
James?
No. No.
Hold on. Let's take a look-see. Let's see 80-year-old celebrities.
Let's see. Well, Jack Palance is dead. What's the other one? Oh, Sean Connery's about 80. Clint Eastwood is about 80.
Sean Connery?
I mean, if I was a woman, maybe. But, you know, I'm not a woman, so I can't say it.
Now you're going to be a homophobe?
I'm not a homophobe. I'm a transgenderophobe in that case.
Pat Boone. Shirley Jones.
Shirley Jones. Oh, Shirley Jones is in the Partridge Family?
Yes. She turned 80 last year. Ellie Mae Clampett, Donna Douglas, who just died.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't fuck her now.
Yeah, but before she died... Well, before she died, it was actually kind of sad because she kind of held on to that I was Ellie Mae Clampett thing.
She did. She kept dressing like that.
Yes. And that was kind of cute when she was on Beverly Hillbillies. And then like 5 years after that show was over, people were like, ooh, hey, man.
Okay. It's Shelley like, Jones.
What?
Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Shelley Jones doesn't look that bad. Doesn't look that bad.
So you would nail Shirley Jones, is what you're saying?
I would consider it.
Okay, hold on. Let me pull up a picture of Shirley Jones. For those of you who have no fucking clue, go ahead and pull up Shirley Jones. It should only give you one. And go to images. And she's right. She's not too bad. Although I don't know how recent this picture is. I mean, I guess.
Okay, how old is Tina Turner? Tina Turner is like 70.
Never found her attractive.
75. Tina Turner is 75.
Yeah, I've never found Tina Turner attractive.
We don't have to both find the same people attractive. It's fine.
So you would bang Tina Turner, though?
based on the last time I saw her, which was like 5 years ago, sure.
All right. Jerry Stiller.
What?
Ben Stiller's dad.
Oh, no, I wouldn't fucking know.
Like George's dad on Seinfeld.
Yeah.
The Boca Vista.
Yeah. He's 87.
Okay, that's more than 80. He's kind of crinkly.
He is, but you get like you could put it anywhere.
He's got a man's ear in this picture. Oh my god, this is a picture of him like from 1950 or something. Wow.
He used to do vaudeville.
Everybody do the Michigan rag. Well,
not frog shit, but like he and his
Well, that's I don't know.
Yeah, his wife is Ann Mira. She is 85.
We're the boys of the chorus. We hope you like our show. We know you're rooting
for us. No, she wasn't in the chorus. They were Stiller and Mira.
Stiller and Mira, we do things together.
Okay, you got to quit singing. I don't think they ever sang that song. No, but they did do the Al Sullivan show.
We're Marley and Marley. It doesn't work if I don't sing it.
Little Richard, he's 82.
I don't know. I mean, he'd probably be interested in fucking me, actually.
He might.
And no,
he still
yeah.
Looks, he keeps his makeup up, so he looks, you know, like he's never aged. He's probably one of those guys that doesn't look like he's aged at all until you get close to him, and you're like,
ugh. Oh, he's like a Monet.
Carol Burnett. Carol Burnett's 81.
Okay, Carol Burnett's got a lot of personality. I think, Yeah.
You give her a swing?
I give her a swing.
She's so glad you had the time to nail her. Once you knock the dust right off her crotch. James? She tugs your ear right before she comes.
Because she's thinking about her mother when she's about to fuck. Like, she's about to come.
James.
She's got oddly broad mouth.
Who, Carol Burnett?
Yeah.
That's why she did so good on TV early on. She's really expressive.
Yeah, either that or she has had more work done than I thought.
Like, she had to... Like, Carol Burnett had to hop in and be funny in a time where they're like, women get coffee. And Carol Burnett instead goes, no, I'm funny. Shut the fuck up. Like, it wasn't her doing stand-up. She was on, like, you know, late shows and, you know, sitcoms and like, variety shows. She's just like, I'm the funniest motherfucker in the room. Now I'm going to tug my ear when I come.
She also has a daughter that it does not look half bad.
Oh?
Yeah.
Her daughter's probably 70.
Her daughter's name is Erin. How old is she? She's 59,122.
Hmm.
Oh, sorry. Just one of the things is... it's Erin Hamilton. Does that mean she's married?
Angela Lansbury. She's 89.
No.
Dude, Mrs. Potts. No.
I would not have fucked Angela Lansbury when she was in the original Manchurian Candidate.
No?
What no, although, like... Doing? Huh? She was the candidate's... not the candidate's mother. She was the guy that... Domino Harvey. Lee Harvey. What was his name? Lee Harvey? No, what was his name? Something Harvey. Lawrence Harvey?
Oh, you got this. Come on, James. You can do it.
I think it was Lawrence Harvey was the name Bring of the actor. Who played the guy that was brainwashed. And Angela Lansbury was his mother. Because, yeah, she's the one that was like, you need to go and, you know, fire this gun at this time, at this place, when he says, I would do...
Oh, man, she wasn't bad when she was young. She got little baddie booth faces.
I would not ask anything that would not be willing to give myself my life before my liberty. Angela Lansbury young is like the second autofill. Oh, hey.
Wow. You see, I'm scrolling through the pictures, and there's all of a sudden a picture of
John Young. Court jester. What is this?
My goodness. Okay, yeah, here's a picture of her. You can't see it. That's on a website called The Sizzling Mess.
Like, yes, that was a picture when we were doing family dinner, a spoof night at, I don't remember which movie it was for, but I was going to use a picture of Angela Lansbury. Oh, no, it wasn't one of our spoof nights. It was a murder mystery thing, and I was going to use a picture of Angela Lansbury during our little PowerPoint for the intermission.
Yeah.
And, yeah, like, that was the picture, because she looked really haggard and like, you know, like a beat up dog, and Robert wouldn't let me use it.
Why?
Because it was a dinner theater, and he thought people would lose their appetites. What? No.
Like, I mean,
I don't remember the exact argument, but yeah, that was one of them.
That Angela Lansbury.
Okay, that's pretty cool. I like her.
Yeah, that chick's pretty hot.
Yeah. Except the problem is, like, she looks like Angela Lansbury. And, like, my first impression of Angela Lansbury is, like, Murder, She Wrote and Afterwards. So I look at this chick and I'm like, oh, you remind me of the lady from Murder, She Wrote. And then I start thinking about Murder, She Wrote and Cabot Cove and Tom Bosley. I'm the sheriff, you know, and, like, you know, I don't want to associate that with sexual feelings.
James Earl Jones.
I have fucked James Earl Jones, so I can't really.
84-year-old James Earl Jones?
He was 82, so, you know, pretty close.
Oh, cradle robber. You.
He was just doing it to me, and he was like, I assumed you had sex with your bathers. I know I did. And I was like, Coming to America, really? That's what you got for me? I told you I was a Star Wars fan. You know.
Cloris Leachman.
Is she still alive? I think she is. Phyllis Diller's the one that died.
Same time. Cloris Leachman's still alive.
Yeah, she was in Spanglish, right? She was the one in Spanglish.
I think so. Yeah, she's still alive.
Come on, why are you drinking that? It's not even noon. And then like it goes from 11:59 to 12 o'clock, and she's like, ah! Okay. The second autocorrect on Cloris Leachman, or autofill on Google and Cloris Leachman, is Cloris Leachman dead. You start typing Angela Lansbury, it says Angela Lansbury young, and you start typing Cloris Leachman, it says Cloris Leachman dead. No, she is not dead. She was born in 1926. She is an American actress of stage, film, and television. She is, present tense, an actress. We would be just as guilty as those who, past tense, caused our our extinction.
Right. She wasn't bad back on Mary Tyler Moore. You know, like, she had one of those, like she seemed like, she wasn't the hottest chick on the planet, but she was funny enough to where you're like, I can see that. I can give her a spin on the old Wheel of Doom or whatever.
Speaking of people who are still alive, what is the latest you heard about Abe Vigoda?
Still alive?
Yeah.
Jesus. That dude lost a bet.
The autofill on Abe Vigoda is Abe Vigoda alive.
That has been Googled every day since 1982.
He is 93 years old.
God damn.
93. It was just business. It was just business, Michael.
It is business.
It was just business.
They fucking choked with piano wire. That's gotta suck.
Oh, when I think Abe Vigoda, I always think of Barney Miller, though. Like, I watched 100 episodes of Barney Miller where Abe Vigoda played the detective Fish before I ever saw The Godfather. So he'll always be Fish to me.
Well, the first thing I ever saw him in was Look Who's Talking.
Oh, yeah.
He played...
The old man.
Yeah, he played John Travolta's uncle.
Yeah.
And he was old as fuck. And then I watched Barney Miller. Like, I watched Barney Miller for the first time like a couple of years. Well, my parents used to watch it, and I was like, I don't get it. There's nothing happening. It's all taking place in one room. How is this funny? But years later, you go back and watch it, you're like, okay, this is fucking genius. But
it is. And Ron Glass about
Abe Vigoda in this show plays the old guy.
And this was like the 1970s.
Yeah. And I'm like, Jesus. How was he ever not the old guy? And I see when he started doing vaudeville in the fucking 20s, he was playing the old guy.
He was going to be alive until somebody comes along and cuts his head off and receives his power through the quickening.
Ugh. And then they're going to age like the fucking portrait of Dorian Gray. he's the Abe Vigoda of Dorian Gray. Like, oh, he's Little Richard's painting. And so as time goes on, Little Richard stays the same age. Abe Vigoda's just aging. He's like, just let me die, Richard.
Let me die. As long as they're never in the same room together, they'll be fine.
Well, they're just like, Watusi! You're gonna die, Ava Gota. I'm gonna sing a dirty song.
I think Ava Gota got that thing, you know, in Green Mile where the John Coffey got that, you know, healed that mouse, and so the mouse lived for like 90 more years.
Yes.
Yeah, that's pretty much what Ava Gota's got, except on a human scale, 90 years is gonna be a lot longer.
Poor bastard.
It's not eternal youth, though. It's just eternal life.
How horrendous. What a fucking curse that is. I can't die. It's like in The Mouth of Madness, that Sam Neill movie
that was
kind of about Lovecraft, but not like taken loosely from Lovecraft, where he's like driving down the road and there's a kid on a bike, and like he drives by the kid again and again, and the kid just keeps getting older until he like falls off the bike and he's like 100, but he still looks like a kid but old, like he's got progeria or some shit and his hair's all long. It's like, he won't let me stop. I can't stop. That's Ava Gota. He's just like, they won't let me stop. I can't stop. Somebody piano wire me in a fucking Cadillac. I can't take it. The sweet release.
Oh, these Ava Go to Google results are kind of fun. Because one says, use this page to find out if... Oh, never mind. If he's dead or alive. You know, there's going to be one update that says he's dead, and that'll be it. That'll be the last update. Because you
Florence
only change...
Henderson.
She's alive. She was on a...
And Judy Dench.
Wait, don't tell me.
Both of them are 80.
Okay, you know, I don't know about either of them, but you know who I would fuck?
Okay.
Speaking of older British dames?
Hit me.
Helen Mirren.
Yeah. Oh, totally. Oh, yeah.
Totally.
She's on a lot of guys' lists.
Oh, I gotta bang all shit.
Helen Mirren.
Helen Mirren from any day from right now for the past 50 years, I would fuck her really... Well, wait a second. How old is she? As long as she's not like 63, and
she's
like, yeah.
She's 70.
Okay.
She's 69. But young Helen Mirren looks like fucking Jennifer Lawrence.
Back to when she was 19. That's legal. That's fine.
Yeah.
Oh, young Helen. Well, yeah, definitely young Helen Mirren. I would do her now.
That's ridiculous. What was that?
I just watched Red 2 recently, and I was just like, yeah. Mm.
I buy that for a swing. What was that movie? She was, where she played fucking Morgan Le Fay.
That was Excalibur.
Yes. Oh, my God, look at this picture.
Oh, I've seen, I'm well, if that's a picture from Excalibur, then yeah, I'm well familiar with it. Oh, hey. Oh, hey, there's a nipple there.
Yeah, I don't know what that's from.
That's from her breast. That's where nipples come from.
Well, fair enough. But no, it's like, I can't tell what... That's just a shoot. This is another one of her. This is her, like, she's in her 50s here. Hold on.
Oh, that's in her 50s?
Yeah.
That's...
Like, she just owned it. She's just been like, I'm going to be this my whole life until I'm dead. Maybe that's what it takes. Like, Chuck Murray, he's another guy, took the same attitude. And then I think when he hit, like, 80, he's like, I can't do that anymore. So I'm not going to be in the public eye. I'm disappearing.
Yeah. There's a lot of, like, I don't understand this. There's a lot of pictures of Helen Mirren where they, like, take her head and put her on, like, some naked chick's body. But, like, shit, I don't need that. Because there's enough that are, like, actually, like, genuine. Like, hey, I'm Helen Mirren, and I'm naked. I'm on the beach in a movie. Or I'm, like, rolling around in some guy's bed. And... Naked, naked, naked.
Yeah, she's fine with that. She don't care.
She don't give a damn.
Helen Mirren don't give a fuck, James. Okay, I'm getting lightheaded.
I'm seriously distracted by these Helen Mirren pictures. I'm going to stop right there.
Okay, I'm going to let you go because I'm starting to get lightheaded.
All right, that's probably not good.
I need to go get more tea.
Get more tea. Did we talk about enough dork things? Or do we just get on a run of elderly celebrities?
We spend a lot of time talking about fucking old ladies. But hey.
It fucking being...
I'm on cold medicine. I don't know what your problem is, pervert.
Moscow Mule?
Yes.
I want to go to a bar where the bartender's name is Stalin. All right. Ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding. Okay, James. I will see you next week. Hopefully I will not be I'll fuck it up. At least not on just breath. Like, I'll be fucked up on a loudmouth soup.
Yes. Something that the world has approved as being, you know, mind-altering, and it's okay.
Intoxicants.
Intoxicate, try not to hate. Fuck.
Okay, James, I'll see you next week. I'm Nick Moore.
I'm James Brown.
You've been dorked.
You've been dorked.
And dorked this week translates into listen to us talk about banging octogenarians.
So some of them are nonagenarians. So you know.
Yeah. Abe Vigoda.
And hey,
would you fuck Abe Vigoda?
I can't imagine a world where I would fuck Abe Vigoda.
For the story, James.
Like not even 1970s. Like if I were my age now in the 1970s.
No, now. No. It's more powerful to do it now.
No, a 93-year-old Abe Vigoda?
Like yes.
Even for the guys with whom I would swing that way, like that's way out farther ballpark. Way out farther ballpark. Way out
farther ballpark. He's like, James, I'm dying, James. All I want to make my life complete is for you to fuck me in the ass.
Okay. If I could fuck Abe Vigoda and guarantee that by the time we were done he would be dead, that would be worth a story. Like, so if wait, I could fuck Abe Vigoda to death, that would be worth a story.
he has to die mid-fuck,
He could be near the end, yeah.
Okay, so you come, he comes, has a heart attack / stroke before he finishes blowing his load.
That's
he's
fine.
Like, oh, James, my life is complete.
Yeah. If I could be the last thing that Abe Vigoda...
And then he shits on your dick. Because he died.
Nah, I mean, at that point, if I'm fucking a 93-year-old Abe Vigoda, like, shit on my dick is the least of my worries, really.
Noted. It's okay. Recorded. It's okay. I'm going to let James...
I mean, at that point, I might be fucking his colostomy hole. I don't know.
Gross. You took it there. All right, James, I'll see you next week.
I feel like Sunny Weathers.
Because Sunny's going around fucking ostomies.
I didn't say that. All right, I'm James Brown.
Volcano, you know, I put my dick in it. Like, I can look at your belly button. Well, you could just have regular sex and look at a belly button if that's what you want. No, it's going to be right there. Like inches away.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's terrible. Ugh. Bye, James.